Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Improving Learning Environments in Emergencies Through Community Participation, by Zaina Bali. An Education in Emergencies Toolkit, developed by Save the Children, looks at how learning environments can be improved through community participation. Piloting the project in Syria and Uganda has also shed light on some of the tensions and contradictions that underlie education provision in humanitarian settings. The Improving Learning Environments Together, ILET Toolkit, footnote 1, uses assessments to improve learning environments in humanitarian contexts through community participation. Its aim is to respond to the need for greater and better evidence of what works in education in emergencies, EIE. It puts Save the Children's Quality Learning Framework, QLF, footnote 2, into practice by turning the five foundations it identifies as providing a basis for the well-being and learning of all children: emotional psychosocial protection, physical protection, teaching and learning, parents and community, and school leadership and management, into measurable, quantifiable, and actionable questions. These questions are put to students, teachers, and parents to identify ways to improve the learning environment. ILET's added value comes in providing school communities with evidence based on data and by supporting their advocacy efforts to improve the schools within a rights-based framework. In this way, Save the Children's role becomes, ideally, that of a facilitator of, or catalyst for, change. Steps 1 and 2 of ILET's five-step process relate to program design, proposal development, coordination and training, and are mostly carried out by program staff. Step 3 is the start of engagement with the communities. This third step is about program staff collecting data from five sources: teachers, parents, children, a head teacher or school checklist, and through a classroom observation. A web-based data management platform offers real-time data collection, processing and storage, and produces data visualizations and automated reports that summarize the strengths and weaknesses of the school or temporary learning space, TLS, in relation to the QLF. The fourth step is to share these simply presented, color-coded results with communities in the form of school findings cards, where the school is scored on each of the QLF's five foundations. The fifth and final step includes electing a school improvement team comprising adults and children from the community to design a school improvement plan based on the assessment results, and to follow up on the implementation of the plan with the assistance of a small grant. The toolkit was piloted between 2017 and 2018 in 10 schools and TLS, 5 each in Adjumani District in Uganda and in northwest Syria, attended by, respectively, Ugandan and South Sudanese refugee children and local and internally displaced Syrian children. Lessons learned throughout the process of implementing the pilots were used to inform the development of the ILET project and to transfer knowledge between the two countries. Other interesting conclusions also emerged from the pilots, including the following. Accountability. Implementing the same process in Uganda and Syria illustrated some surprising commonalities. For example, when program staff returned to school communities to share results, it was clear that people in both Uganda and Syria had not believed they would come back. This is indicative of a broader trend in the aid sector, where the results of assessments are seldom fed back. Part of what contributed to the successful result sharing in this case was the program staff's